The UN Security Council also yesterday demanded that Sudan and South Sudan stop border clashes, which it said threatened to return the countries to a full-scale war. Charles Collins reports.
Tensions have simmered between the two countries since South Sudan gained its independence last year. On Tuesday, troops from South Sudan seized the Heglig oil field, which both sides claim. The South claims Sudan has launched airstrikes on its territory, while the northern government accuses the South of supporting rebels in its territory. The United Nations Security Council is now calling for South Sudan to withdraw from Heglig, the Sudanese government to cease aerial bombardment, and both sides to end all fighting. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice is Security Council President for the month.
The Security Council views the current situation as a serious threat to international peace and security. It will continue to follow the situation closely and will take further steps as necessary.
The Security Council is also demanding both sides establish a 10-kilometer-wide demilitarized border zone. South Sudan seceded from Sudan in July of last year, 6 months after a referendum. This was agreed to under a 2005 peace deal that ended decades of civil war that killed more than 2 million people. I'm Charles Collins.